This story of the beheading of John the Baptist is one that's probably familiar to all of us. And it's one that's very, timely for our days of standing up for the truth against the many lies in the world about what is true, especially the nature of marriage and what is right in that area. And so we look to John the Baptist for courage to always speak the truth in spite of any sufferings that may come from the fact that we're speaking the truth. So we must pray for that courage. We must be men and women of virtue. We must live life of penance and suffering in order to train our bodies to not be slave to our passions, but to be a slave to pleasure. And that was the problem with Herod. I mean, the description of him in the reading today is so vivid. We know he was enslaved to his passions. He was a weak man, unable to act according to what he knew was the right. He liked to hear the John the Baptist, but he was perplexed. He was distressed. He didn't know what to do. He was caught up in seeking human approval. How easy it is for us to fall into that same trap. How easy it is for us to allow our human reputation, our friends' affirmation of us, not wanting to be on the outside of the inner circle, not wanting to be disliked. How easy it is for us to fall victim to the same thing that Herod did. St. Paul, in that first reading, was telling the Thessalonians that they didn't come to seek men's pleasure, but they were seeking to please God. Through the intercession of St. John the Baptist, may we always be faithful to the truth and have the courage to speak it in spite of any danger that may come our way. Amen.